Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 5, which is the book of Acts. And the objectives of this particular lesson are this, that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Acts. 2, identify to whom the book of Acts is written. 3, state the purpose for the book of Acts. 4, write the key verse of the book of Acts from memory. And then finally, number 5, you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Acts. The author was Luke, and it was written to all believers, although the book is specifically addressed to Theophilus. The purpose of the book concerns what Jesus continued to do and teach after his ascension through his spiritual body, the church, and that's mentioned in Acts 1:1-2. The key verse is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The life and ministry principle are that the true evidence of the Holy Spirit is directed power. Power to become witnesses for the purpose of extending the gospel throughout the world. The main characters are John, Peter, Paul, Silas, Barnabas, John, Mark, Philip, Stephen, Ananias, and Sapphira, Dorcas, Cornelius, Felix, and Agrippa. And now for the outline. And I want you to note that the outline follows the command of the Lord given in Acts 1:8 for the extension of the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. So an introduction. That's in Roman numeral number 1. Point number A, we have to Theophilus. B, concerning what Jesus continued to do and teach after his ascension through his spiritual body, which is the church. Roman numeral number 1, we have the ministry of Jesus after the resurrection. Point number A, we have its duration, which is 40 days. B, its purpose, the infallible proof. And C, its message, the kingdom of God. Roman numeral number 3, we have the final meeting of Jesus with his disciples. Point number A, the command to the disciples. B, the question of the disciples. C, the caution to the disciples. And D, the commission to the disciples. In Roman numeral number 4, we have the ascension of Jesus into heaven. Point number A, the description of the ascension. And D, declaration of his second coming. And those were all in chapter number 1. And we continue in chapter 1 for part number 1, which is forming the witness in Jerusalem. So that starts in forming Roman numeral number 1, the forming of the witness, chapter 1, verse 12. Point A, Christ's disciples are waiting in Jerusalem. Number 1, the gathering of the disciples. Point number A, their meeting place. B, the number and names. And C, the purpose. Number 2, the exhortation giving to the disciples. Point number A, the speaker, who is Peter. B, the message. Point number 1, the background. And 2, instructions. Point number 3, the response of the disciples. Point number A, the nomination, B, the prayer, and C, the election. And then we have B, we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's in starting in chapter number 2. Point number 1, the occasion. Number 2, the people. 3, the place. And 4, the event. Point number A, we have the wind. B, we have the tongues of fire as mentioned. And C, speaking in tongues. Part number 2, we have the functioning of the witness in Jerusalem, and that's starting in Acts chapter 2, verse 5-7. Point number 1, we have the first witness. Point number A, the manner in which the witness was given. B, the reaction to the witness. And C, the sermon by Peter. Point number 1, we have the prophecy concerning the time. 2, the prophecy concerning the Spirit. 3, the prophecy concerning the event. 4, prophecy concerning salvation. And 5, the work of Jesus. point number A, we have Jesus was approved of God. B, Jesus was crucified. C, Jesus rose from the dead. D, Jesus is exalted at God's right hand. And E, Jesus is now the Lord in Christ. D, we have the response to the message. Point number one, conviction. Two, inquiry. Three, instruction. Four, promises. And five, exhortation. In Roman numeral number two, we have the first local church. In point number A, we have membership of the first church. Number one, their identity, they received the word. And two, their number was 3,000. B, spiritual practices of the first church. Point number one, the apostles' doctrine. Two, the fellowship of the saints. Three, communion. And four, prayer. Point number C, we have the living pattern of the first church. One, voluntary communal system. Two, daily worship and testimony. Three, fellowship in the homes. Four, unity. Point number D, we have the witness of the local church. Point number one, nature of the witness. And two, the results of the witness. In Roman number three, we go into chapter number three, which is the first miracle. And the miracle is described in chapter 3, verse 1. So first is the setting. Point number two, the man and his need. Three, the message. Four, the miracle. And five, the reaction of the multitudes. B, the miracle is explained. Point number one, the man was not healed by the power of the apostles. Two, the man was healed by God for the purpose of glorifying Jesus. Three, the man was healed by faith in the name of Jesus. And four, the man was healed to demonstrate the fulfillment of prophecy. Point number C, the message of Peter, which is still in chapter 3. Point number one, the promise made by Peter. Point A, what God challenged Israel to do. And B, what God promised he would do. Point number two, the prophecy of the prophets. Point number A is the prophecy by Moses and the prophets. B, the promise of the covenant. And C, the plan of the Messiah. Then we go into chapter number four, which is also Roman numeral number four. We have the first opposition. Point A, we have the arrest, which is starting in chapter 4, verse 1. Then point number one, we have the source of opposition. Two, the reason for opposition. Three, the form of opposition. B, we have the trial. Point one, we have the court. Two, questions about the court. Three, the statement by Peter. Point number A, we have the source of his answer. B, we have his answer. And C, his testimony concerning Jesus. Point number D, we have his declaration concerning salvation. Point number four, we have the evidence considered by the court. A, the character of the witnesses. B, the testimony of the man who was healed. Point number five, the decision, which is A, the consultation. B, the decision. C, the response of Peter and John. And D, the release. Point number six, we have the reaction. Point A, the prayer of the church. And B, the activity of the church. In Roman numeral number five, we have the first discipline of sin. Point A, the organization of the church. And then point one, its fellowship. Two, its witness. And three, its economy. Point number B, we have the first sin disrupting the fellowship. That's now going into chapter number five. Point number one, the sin. Two, the exposure of the sin. And three, disciplining of the sin. Point number C, we have the results of discipline. Fruitful witness of the fellowship. Point number one, reverent attitude of the members. Two, unity. Three, miraculous signs. And four, community response. Then we go into Roman numeral number four, which is the first persecution, still in chapter five. Point A, we have the source of opposition. B, action of the opposition. C, the deliverance by God. Point number one, we have his act. Two, his command. Three, response to his command. Four, the discovery of his act. Five, the results of his act. And then we have D, we have his trial. 1, indictment by the Sanhedrin; 2, defense made by Peter; and 3, investigation by the Sanhedrin. 4, injustice of the decision of the Sanhedrin. E, the response to persecution. Point number 1, rejoicing. 2, unity met daily together. And 3, witnessing, teaching, and preaching. Roman numeral number 7, we have the first organization, and that starts chapter number 6. Point A, the need for organization. B, the organization is suggested. Point number 1, source of the suggestion. 2, the reason for the suggestion. 3, the suggestion. 4, the advantage of the suggestion. Point number C, the organization is set up. 1, the method used. 2, the men chosen. And 3, the ordination. D, the results of the organization. Number 1, the word increased. 2, disciples multiplied. And 3, obedience to the faith. Then we have Roman numeral number 8, the first martyr, still chapter 6. Point A, the description of Stephen. Point number 1, one of the 7. 2, filled with the Holy Ghost. 3, a man of good reputation. 4, a man of faith. 5, a man of wisdom. 6, a man with special power. 7, an effective witness. Point number B, the persecution of Stephen. And point C, the message of Stephen. Number 1, he spoke of Abraham. 2, the patriarchs. 3, Moses. Point A, in Egypt. B, in the wilderness. Point number 4, the tabernacle. Point A, of Moses. And point B, of Joshua. Point C, of David. Point D, of Solomon. E, of God. 5, the prophets. And then D, we have the witness of Stephen. Point number 1, the attitude of the council. 2, announcement by Stephen. 3, the action of the council. And then 4, the death of Stephen. We now go into part number 3, which is the witness in Judea and Samaria, and that is found in Acts chapter 8. In Roman numeral 1, we have the transition, the result of the death of Stephen. Point number A, we have the persecution. B, the burial of Stephen. And C, the extended witness of the church. In Roman numeral number 2, we have the witness of Philip. Point number A, we have the ministry in Samaria. Point number 1, we have the witness of Philip. Point A, the work of Philip. B, the response of the Samaritans. C, Simon the sorcerer. Point number 2, we have the work of Peter and John. Point A, we have the coming of Peter and John. B, the coming of the Holy Spirit. C, the response of Simon. And D, the warning of Simon. And then point number B, we go into the ministry of the Ethiopian. That's in chapter 8, starting at 26. Point 1, we have the preparation. 2, the witness. 3, the response. And then C, the transition to Azotius. Then we have Roman numeral number 3, we have the witness of Saul. Point A, the conversion of Saul. Point 1, the purpose. 2, the vision. 3, the voice. 4, the blindness. Then point B, we have the commissioning of Saul through Ananias. Point 1, the call. That's in chapter 9 still. Point number 2, the commission. C, the mission of Saul. Point 1, we have Saul at Damascus. Point A, his witness. B, the response. C, his escape. Point number 2, Saul at Jerusalem. A, the reception. B, his activity. And C, his departure. And D, we have the transition, rest in the church. In Roman number 4, we have the witness of Peter. Point number A, we have at Lydia. Point number 1, we have the believers. 2, the sick man. 3, healing of the sick man. And 4, the response. B, we have at Joppa. Point number 1, the death of Dorcas. 2, the call of Peter. 3, the ministry of Peter. And 4, response to the ministry. Point number C, we have at Caesarea. That starts in chapter 10. Point number one, we have Cornelius's vision. Point A, the man Cornelius. B, the vision of Cornelius. C, the response of Cornelius. Point number two, we have the Peter's vision. Point A, we have the vision. Point B, the voice. And number three, we have the arrival of the messengers, still in chapter 10. And point number four, we have the visit of Cornelius's house. Then we have point A, the journey. B, the reception. D, the explanation. D, the question. E, the answer. And F, the unfinished sermon. Then point number one, we have God is no respecter of persons. Point two, the spread of the gospel. Three, the gospel message. And then G, we have the response of Cornelius. Then we have point D is at Jerusalem. Point number one, the problem of Gentile conversion. Point A, the problem. B, the explanation of God's work among the Gentiles. Point number one, we have the vision. Two, the visitors. And three, the visit. And then C, we have the decision. And then Roman numeral number five, we have the church in Antioch and Syria. Point A, the evangelization of Antioch. B, the visit by Barnabas. C, Saul chosen as a pastor teacher. D, information revealed by Agabus, the prophet. Point number six, Roman numeral number six, the persecution by Herod. Point A, the murder of James. B, the arrest of Peter. C, the deliverance of Peter. And D, the death of Herod. In Roman numeral number seven, we have the declaration of the word. Then we get into part number four, which is the witness to the uttermost parts of the earth, and that's starting in chapter number 13. The first is the first missionary journey, and we have the call to ministry. B, the ministry of Paphos in Cyprus. C, the ministry in Antioch and Pisidia. 1, the transition to Pisidia. 2, the message. Point A, the Exodus deliverance. B, wilderness wanderings. C, the conquest of Canaan. And then D, the rule of Saul and David. So these were all messages that he taught. E, the ministry of John the Baptist. F, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. And then finally, the invitation. And then three, we have the response. D, we have the ministry in Iconium. E, the ministry in Lystra. F, the ministry in Syria. Then we go into chapter number 15, which is Roman numeral number 2, the Jerusalem Council. Point A, we have the problem. B, the sessions. Point number 1, we have the first public session. 2, the private session of the apostles and elders. 3, the second public session. Point number A, Peter's report. B, Paul and Barnabas' report. And C, James' report. Then we have C, the decision, and D, the letters. In Roman numeral number 3, we have second missionary journey. And point A, we have the argument. B, we have ministry at Lystra, ministry at Troas, ministry at Philippi, ministry in Thessalonica, ministry at Berea, ministry at Athens, ministry at Corinth, ministry at Ephesus, and Jerusalem and Antioch. Then we have the Roman numeral number 4. We have the third missionary journey. Point A, Asia Minor. B, ministry in Ephesus. Point number 1, Apollos. C, disciples of John. 3, the school of Tyrannus. 4, the sons of Sceva. And 5, dedication of the converts, which are in chapter 19. Point number 6, the decision. 7, the defenders of Diana. And then we have C, we have ministry in Macedonia and Greece. That's chapter 20. D, the ministry at Troas. E, the ministry in Miletus. And then number 1, we have the journey. 2, meeting with the elders from Ephesus. Point A, the review of his ministry. facing the future, Paul's conscience, D, the warning, E, commended by God, and F, Paul's example in labor. Point number three, we have the farewell, and then we go into chapter 21, which is point F, ministry in Tyre, G, ministry in Photomas, and H, ministry in Caesarea. Then we go into Roman numeral number 5, which is the final visit to Jerusalem and the trip to Rome. Point A, we have Jerusalem. Point number 1, we have transition to Jerusalem. 2, rumors against Paul. Point A, that he degraded the law of Moses. B, that he desecrated the temple. Point number 3, the reaction of Paul. 4, the rescue of Paul. 5, replies by Paul. Point A, the Jewish crowd, which is starting in chapter 22. Point B, the Roman centurion. C, the chief captain. And then we go into chapter 23, which is point D. We have the Sanhedrin. Point 1, we have Paul's confession. 2, the encounter with the high priest. And then 3, a divided court. Point number 6, we have the revelation to Paul. 7, we have revenge against Paul. 8, the rescue of Paul. Then we have point A, we have the plot revealed. B, the letter. C, the escape. Point number B, we have Caesarea. Point 1 is before Felix. Point A, the accusations of Tertullius. B, the answer of Paul. And C, the response of Felix. Then point number 2, we go into chapter 25, which is before Festus. 3, Festus and Agrippa. 4, before Agrippa, that's chapter 26. Point A, Paul speaks for himself. B, invitation to the Savior. And C, the verdict. Point number C, we have en route to Rome. That's chapter 27. Point 1, the storm. Point 2, the serpent. Point 3, the healing. And 4, the journey continues. Then point D, we have in Rome, meeting with the Jews, point 1, and point 2, ministry. And that's it for the book of Acts. So go ahead and please do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.